Peg Leg Meg by Nan Bodsworth. In the tower room of the great island fortress, Maud the Marauder watched the pirate ships come in.
Fred! She yelled to her grandson. Fred! Get up here and help me down the stairs! And find me sword and sea boots! We gotta get down to the wharf quick, before Meg does! Don't want that blabbergob telling tales about us, do we?
But Meg was already on the wharf when her father, Blackjack, came springing up the ladder from the saucy Sally's dinghy.
I've got a present for you, Meg, he said, and whipped the black cloth off a cage with a parrot in it.
Sauce me sea socks for supper time, said the parrot. Land ahoy in about time too.
Oh, said Meg, entranced. Where did you get it?
Off a ship that we sank, said Blackjack.
He opened the door of the cage and the parrot fluttered straight up onto Meg's shoulder and nibbled at a strand of her curly red hair.
Why don't he give me a present?
Whined Fred, staring at Poll.
It makes me grind me teeth, said Maud the Marauder gruffly. Baff boozle me, Fred, but ever since Meg got her peg leg, he don't seem to trust you. Ever since you pushed her into Crocodile Creek.
Maud the Marauder smiled her blood-curdling smile.
I don't think Blackjack believed us, Fred, when we said you were with me all that day. You weren't anywhere near Crocodile Creek, were you? Not our fault if Meg tells whopping lies.
And she cackled. The parrot peered around into Meg's face.
What's your name?
Asked Meg.
Slit Meg Izzards,
said the parrot.
And my name ain't Poll.
Poll had sharp black eyes like shiny beads and feathers of gold and green and blue, as brilliant as the Caribbean Sea.
She's got wicked eyes, said Meg. And a wicked tongue, said Blackjack, the pirate chief. Poll can swear in three languages. She's as bad as Maud. They should have a contest.